Welcome to this new podcast episode. Today I will be talking with you about the difference between having needs versus being needy. When to say what you need, how to say it, and when having needs becomes being needy. Welcome to She is Irresistible, the podcast for ambitious women who want to find love and have a lasting and fulfilling relationship. I'm Miu, your host, and it is my mission to help you unlock the best version of yourself so you become irresistible to quality men. This podcast is filled with deep insights and practical tips to improve your love life today. If you're ready to find out how to attract and keep your perfect match, this podcast is for you. I'm so excited for you to be here, and I can't wait to dive in. To start with, I want to tell you that having needs is completely normal. If you are a human being, you have needs, period. We have all sorts of needs. Emotional needs, physical needs, spiritual needs, financial needs, and others. It doesn't make you a weak person. The opposite is the case. When you are aware of what you need, that tells me that you have self-awareness and that you know yourself. When you know your needs and when you're brave enough to be vulnerable and to communicate them, it means you're showing up for yourself, which means you're strong. Why? Because this means you are showing up as your authentic self, and it means you are vulnerable. And there is always a risk involved when you're being vulnerable. The thing with needs or with being needy is that we are only as needy as our unmet needs. So let's dive into what being needy actually means. Let me ask you this. Did you ever bottle up a feeling? Did you ever bottle up a need? I'm pretty sure at some point you did. And what happened when you bottled it up? I can tell you what happened to me when I used to do it. When I kept quiet and not said anything, it came up at some point anyways. Because my need was still there. My feeling was still there. And then at a point when I least wanted it to, it bubbled up to the surface and I couldn't keep it to myself any longer. It's like when you try to keep a ball underwater. The moment you don't fully pay attention to what you're trying to hide, it pops up. And we all know what it looks like when a ball that you try to keep underwater suddenly pops up. It doesn't come up quietly and gently. It comes up with a lot of pressure, waves and splashes. This is when we look needy and desperate. And it comes from not communicating our needs in the first place. This is when we start to feel entitled and when we end up measuring what we have done for someone and now we want something in return because we have done so much for that person. We demand for someone else to meet our need, and that is the point where it's extremely difficult to accept a no and to not take it personally. But why is it so hard sometimes to say what we need? Well, I truly believe that not communicating needs comes from being scared of being rejected, not accepted, and ultimately it triggers our biggest fear, which is the fear of not being good enough to be loved. And we can get rejected. This can happen. Someone may not be on the same page with you, or is not able to give you what you need in that moment, or maybe never. Unfortunately, this is an option. But you have to learn to be okay with this in the same way as someone else needs to be okay with you saying no to something. It's about accepting each other's boundaries and taking ownership of your own needs. And it's about finding some common ground so both of your needs can be considered and you can find a middle ground if possible. You also need to look at it from this side. your partner or the man you're dating may really want to know what your needs are. If someone cares for you and loves you, they will want to know and they will want to give you what you need if they can. If you don't say it, then you're taking away the chance from someone and for that someone to be there for you. Not when you're desperate because your cup is completely empty and you feel depleted because you gave so much or you have denied your needs so many times, hoping you essentially get back what you need from them. Because this is not what relationships are about. It's not about counting what we have done for someone and what someone else has done for us. It's about giving when we truly want to give from the heart, rather than doing it to get something back or to make someone like us. It doesn't feel good when someone does things for us only because they feel pressured, right? Because that's not giving freely and genuinely. Only when both parties feel safe to say no, then there is room for intimacy to grow and to have that deep connection with someone, be it with your partner or even with friends. The more you ask for what you need, the more ownership you take, the more you'll move away from being needy. So you having needs is not the problem. It's more that not knowing them in the first place, not knowing your needs, and it's not communicating them, and it's not knowing how to communicate them. It's when we place our expectations onto someone else and we in a way pressure them to do something for us. This is when the conflict starts, when you try harder and harder to have your needs met by one specific person who may have already shown you that this is not going to happen, or you never gave them the chance before, but this time it doesn't work for them. Then we very often get into in that downward negative thinking spiral and we start thinking things like, maybe I'm asking for too much, maybe I'm too selfish, I have to try harder to make him love me, I have to prove to him that I'm the right one for him. And then you end up minimizing what you need, you lose focus on what's important to you, and you lose the bigger picture of what a great relationship looks like, because you really hone in to this one situation, that one need that you need in that right moment. But what would it feel like to own your needs? What would it feel like if you don't have to push others to meet your needs, but to communicate them without appearing needy? Here is what a woman who values herself does. She communicates her needs and what she doesn't want. And if that someone isn't willing or is unable or is not able to meet her where she's at, she understands that people are not always able to meet her needs. That they don't change only because we want them to. And she decides whether this is a non-negotiable for her and whether she wants to stay or if she wants to leave. But what she will not do is swallow her feelings down, pretending everything is fine, because she stays true to herself. And quite frankly, it doesn't work anyways. Pretending as if everything is fine when it is not, it shines through and often ends in being hostile or passive aggressive. But what she also doesn't do is demanding to have her needs met. So again, she communicates what she needs, what she doesn't want, and with doing that, she stays in her truth and she's authentic, which is incredibly attractive to men and to anyone really, because it means she's not trying hard. Listen, we all know men who are trying too hard, right? It doesn't feel good, does it? And then there are men who own who they are, and that's magnetizing in women and in men. By communicating your needs, you are opening up, which is you being vulnerable. And this As you probably know by now, if you've been following me on social media or if you listen to my podcast, this is the key to emotional connection with someone, and it is the glue that holds relationships together. When you open up and then you follow through with what is good and right for you, you will feel so much better on the long run, and you'll waste so much less time with people who are not on the same page with you. And if he is the right one, he'll love feeling needed, and he will know that what he gives to you is not because he has been pressured, but because he feels genuinely needed. And he will want to give you what you need because it is also what he wants and needs. It's that dynamic, that energy that goes between the two of you. I want you to bear in mind though that you being vulnerable does not mean to dump your emotions onto someone. You need to be mindful of where the relationship is at and where the other person is at, what stage you are in and how the relationship is progressing. Just imagine you've met a man twice, you enjoy his company and you like him a lot, but you want to take your time to see how things are going and whether he's the right one. So you've met him twice, and at the end of the second date, he pours his heart out and says that he wants you and only you and that he loves you. That would feel a bit off, right? Because that's a sign of a needy man. Or think about a man you are not into, but no matter what you tell him, he seems to always appear where you are. It's not attractive, is it? If you want to have a deep connection with a man, you need to know your needs. You need to truly and deeply understand that you are capable of meeting your own needs. This doesn't mean that you don't need a partner in your life. We all do, because we are humans. We are social beings. We are made to build connections, to be with a partner in a romantic relationship, to have friendships. But it means that you don't need a man for your survival. You can live without a man, and you need to meet your own needs first if you don't want to put yourself in a situation where the dynamic in the relationship is completely out of balance. And this includes emotional needs, physical needs, as well as financial needs. It means that you're taking responsibility for your own life without waiting for someone to rescue you. Which, by the way, that thought of wanting someone to rescue you comes from a limiting belief, such as not feeling worthy enough, not good enough, strong enough, clever enough, and the list goes on. But this is a topic for another episode. It also means for the man you want to be with that he needs to have his life together, so you don't become his savior or caretaker. In order to make a relationship work, he has to be able to show up for his own needs. He needs to be willing to work on himself so you two can grow in a relationship and as individuals. If he is not in the space and you keep wanting to help him, what this means is that you want to change him to meet your needs. You are trying to make things happen and you don't actually give him the space to grow at his own pace, but much rather you're forcing him to be someone who is not, so he can give you what you need from him. And that doesn't feel good to anyone. This caretaking energy and telling a man how he should live his life will sooner or later backfire on you. You will make him feel less of a man in your presence. Ultimately, he will feel less and less attracted to you. And also, even if you can get him to change and he does everything you want him to do, chances are high that you then don't feel as attracted to him anymore because you have essentially emasculated him. This is such a common mistake women make. They become a man's caretaker or a man's fixer. A fixer is someone who gets involved with a man, who doesn't show up as she wants him to, but because she has feelings for him, she tries to change him to become the man she wants him to be, so she can have her needs of validation and receiving love met. But the thing is, when you try to fix a man and then he has completely changed, the attraction is lost. And here are three reasons why this happens. Number one, when a man changes only because you want him to, and he doesn't do it out of an intrinsic motivation, the risk is high that he will eventually resign to you. Why? Because he cannot be his authentic self when he's with you. When he can't be himself, there is no way that intimacy can grow, which is essential if you want to have a true connection. Number two, by taking care of him, you're putting him into the victim role. And no one wants to be perceived as the victim. No matter how often you tell him that you don't see him as a victim, as long as you feel responsible to meet his needs, as long as he can't take care of himself, you are reinforcing a sense of him being incapable to meet his own needs. So he feels incapable in front of the woman who is supposed to be seen as an equal, not as an incapable victim that needs to be taken care of. Which leads me to point number three. When you put so much effort into helping him to become a better man, it essentially means he's not good enough as you're trying to change him. He will not feel good about himself when he's with you. A healthy and evolved man desires to be your hero and to make you happy. He doesn't want to be your damsel in distress. It also means that you probably avoid working on yourself. It's always easier to try to fix someone else rather than looking at our own flaws. And essentially, you're digging your own hole, because how much can you trust a man who cannot look after himself or who cannot meet your needs? How safe can you feel when you're with him? Someone who you always have to help out, or someone you have always to adjust to keep things going and to keep things rolling. How safe can you feel when you're with him? Someone who you always need to help out, kind of like a damsel in distress, or when it always feels like you have to walk around on eggshells because you fear that if you say what you need, he may leave. He may not want to hear it. So even if you get what you think you want in the end, by completely adjusting to someone else's needs, it is not what you need to feel safe and secure in a relationship. And if you don't feel safe, you can't be vulnerable and share your needs, which means true intimacy, and with that, true connection can't grow. This is it for today. We are already at the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to She's Irresistible. Don't forget to subscribe to be notified for the next episode. If you need help with your love life, you can find me on my website, elmio.com, and my social media channels. You can find all the links in the description box of this podcast. Until then, I'll see you next week. Bye.